seriously popular.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, the show that takes you inside the lives of our biggest celebrities.
And in this season, we're talking about a fashion icon.
Oh, I just threw this on.
A muse, a mother, a supermodel who defined the 90s.
It's not me, is it?
It is, of course, Kate Moss. Think parties, rock star bad boys, mall parties.
It's a wild ride.
Follow Terribly Famous wherever you listen to podcasts, or listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus on Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to The Sidebar. Borderline national treasure Richard Arnold here, bringing you the best from the guilty pleasure celebs can't get enough of, the showbiz badge of honour they secretly adore. My Sidebar sidekicks today are Lauren Layfield.
Hello, you.
Back for more. Bobby Norris.
Hello, darling.
In this episode, it's all about to tweak or not to tweak. That's weird celebrity facials. Beyoncé taking on Dolly, celebrating 50 years of the Super Swedes at Waterloo. And Jonathan Ross dodging soap. Shall we, darlings? Great to have you back, Bobby. I'm always on a slight... I feel like I'm entering some sort of minefield when I ask you what you've been up to at the weekend, particularly because it's been quite a long weekend for all of us. Happy Easter, everyone. If you've embarked on your holidays, a bit of a mixed bag of weather out there. I took myself down to Dorset to see some friends.
Oh, nice.
A little bit of yomping, a little bit of dog walking. The odd beverage was imbibed. If there's a storm warning... Rest assured, I'll be going straight in there. So me and Storm Nelson took each other on outside Waitrose in Gillingham. But I think I came off a little bit better than the Storm did, certainly when it came to screw tops. Managed to bag a nice crate of 12 Chardonnays and sank most of them within the first hour because of the jeopardy of the weather. Is it just me or are they getting smaller?
What, the bottles of wine?
Not the bottles of wine. the eggs. More packaging than you get normally at a hamper at Christmas, where they give you more straw than there is at Jerusalem, right?
My other half brought home a big one, boys.
Oh, did
a really big one, right? And he opened it up and it was size of my palm, the whole egg.
Like the size of a real egg.
Yeah. I thought he was coming in with an absolute beast and he was going to share. And he was like, well, I can only have this for one.
No. What was the disappointment on your face? Like, you thought he was going to get a chopper out.
And I got
you got a
wiener.
Oh.
Mine was just like a very large... pebble. I'm old enough and wise enough to know that when you get Easter eggs now, they are a lot smaller because I've got a lot taller and possibly a lot wider as well than I was. It's all relative. But yeah, the packaging, I was a little bit disappointed. I'm not going to mention the brand in question. I still polished it off. But
I didn't get an egg this year, but I ate my body weight in, we'll call them tiny eggs.
Right.
So you kind of know what eggs I'm talking about.
The smaller ones.
In the pastel coloured shells.
You know, they are addictive, aren't they?
Addictive, babes. I was balls deep into the bag. I cannot tell you how many I had to go to bed at about 8 o'clock and I laid there in regret, full of remorse.
Do you know what a serving is? A serving for that is about 6 of those eggs.
No.
That's what
they
recommend.
6 bags.
Exactly.
Honestly, you know where you just feel terrible.
Is that why there was a rush on them this year? Wasn't there some kind of shortage?
It was me buying them. I had to take to the social media and I just had to admit my sins. It was like therapy. I said, I've took to the beddy and what can you recommend for the TV? And then I polished off, so I ate my body weight in eggs.
Yeah.
Then I done a roast.
Yeah.
More meat than a Toby. And I thought, Bobby, we've got to get back to work and get back on it. So, now's Tuesday, but this is going to mess me up for the rest of the week.
Well, if you get to Tuesday and it's all gone wrong by Tuesday, I kind of think you may as well just carry it on till Friday.
It went wrong on Monday, that's the problem. And do you know what I'm putting it down to? The clock's changed. And I kind of, it sounds a bit dramatic, which ain't like me, but I feel like I'm a bit jet-lagged.
It does.
I know it's an hour.
It doesn't help, does it?
No,
like Good Morning Britain as well. Suddenly it's dark again in the morning. I know it's not for long, and it's a small price to pay for longer evenings. But they throw you as well because you're trying to get a bit of early kip. Listen to us; we sound We sound like we're in the full thrust of middle age, not middle youth.
Well,
I mean, what a rock and roll weekend it's been for the side kicks on the sidebar.
Do you want me to say that I went out and partied really hard just to
tell me this is your fourth all-nighter of the Easter weekend, Lauren?
I went on a four-night bender, guys. Brilliant. Yeah, I had an absolute mad. I did, and I painted my bedroom.
You painted your bedroom. So a bit of DIY. I know you did a little bit of tidying. You like to sort yourself out, don't you, at the weekend, Bobby?
I spring cleaned the wall, Joe, but I was telling the guys, you know where you kind of think, right, I'll commit half hour or an hour to it. But if I'm doing it, I'm doing it properly. You don't just do the tip, you go full on. And I pulled out the wardrobe. 4 hours later, I'm window leaning, other brands are available, I'm polishing, and then you turn around and you've just got to put it all back in the wardrobe. But it's good for me, head, and it's good for the soul to kind of have a good clean. And literally, I guess it is a spring clean. It was the 1st of April, which, don't get me started, is another thing, because this is why I've got commitment issues. I realised before my foot touched the floor yesterday, I looked at my phone. It's a terrible thing to do. The kettle ain't gone on, I ain't got out of bed, but I'm scrolling social media.
Yeah.
The world in his chihuahua is telling me porky pies. It's all April Fools.
I can't bear it.
So I've seen Ant and Decker having a career change and doing so. Like, everyone was doing something completely different. And I thought, oh, I can't look at the socials today.
Because it's all lies. This year. I don't know why, for some reason as well, it's got less funny, hasn't it? Like, when social media was a bit new, it really got people, but it's got less funny. It's just like, oh, someone's like that doing a different career or something.
Yeah, and then there was a famous pizza chain that do deliveries, and they were saying they're now doing frozen pizza. I thought, well, unlikely, but could be possible.
So you fall in for this stuff as well, that's the problem.
Well, this was the problem, babes. I didn't know what to fall for anymore. If you'd have told me my name was John by lunchtime yesterday, I would have thought I was called John.
Right.
So I felt a little bit gaslit by social media yesterday.
Well, unfortunately, this is the real deer on the sidebar. This is not an April Fool's. This is what you are hearing, unfortunately, is very, very real. And we are very much here in the flesh to rattle in your eardrums over the next 40 minutes or so. You did a bit of tidying up. I know you like to keep yourself tidy. Bobby, congratulations. Looking very hench today, my
friend. Thanks, babe.
Lauren as well, fragrant
as ever.
I'm looking
hench as well. You're
looking very butch. We can sort that hair out on the top lip a little bit later. I want to talk celebrity tweakments now, and I'm sure this is a subject close to many of our hearts. And it's something, obviously, that anyone listening to this who's into their showbiz and likes a dive like we do every week down the tinsel mines is sort of fascinated with. How do they look so good at that age? Is it just throwing a check at it? And what lengths will the stars of Hollywood go to keep that fresh look? Well, pals Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock, again, a collab you never thought you needed until you heard it here on the sidebar. They were spotted on Saturday evening as they attended a Broadway show. Their pals, Sarah Paulson, was treading the boards. She was fantastic in that Ratchet. Do you remember that? That show, Nurse Ratchet? Oh, it was amazing. Anyway, I'm getting a blank from Bobby, so I'll move swiftly on. He's still sorting
his bottom
drawer out.
Is that the one with her mum with faulty wax? There was...
Anyway, let's get back to this.
Then she goes to Dad 41. There was a nursery rhyme about that, I think.
Let's get back to the story at hand. That's wet our whistle, first of all, on the sidebar this week. So you've got Sandra and you've got Jennifer. Sandra's all of 59. I mean, looking spectacular. Jennifer, very close to my age, all the fives, 55. It wasn't so much the chatter about them stepping out to do a bit of theatre and to take in a Broadway show. It was more to do with the fact that they'd been spotted leaving earlier in the week, apparently, a cosmetic surgery retreat. Okay?
Oh, my God.
So there's obviously no suggestion that they had anything done when they were there. There could be a gift shop there. I don't know. Maybe they popped in to refresh their towels.
Exactly, or to have a wee.
But it got us thinking here on the sidebar about all the treatments that some celebrities do when they, as we often say on the sidebar, take a deep dive down that road.
But I found it weird that people were shocked that the girls were pictured coming out of a cosmetic surgery place. Like, obviously, they've had nothing done that we know of, but seeing two Hollywood actresses going into a cosmetic surgery clinic, it's like seeing two builders go to Greg's for a sausage roll. It's Hollywood actresses. Like, do you think they've gone down?
I mean, you know.
Come on, people.
Even on this side of the mic, not having Botox is kind of like you know, not washing your face before you come to work. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? So let's stop the outcry of shock. Blimey. Oh,
well, I'll tell you what, it's a bit toppy, Lauren, this place, right? The retreat at Split Rock specialises in expert upper and lower facelifts, which cost a loose 50 to 100 grand. I'm reading this because obviously this is way above my pay grade. There are brow and eye lifts on offer that can hover around apparently $30,000 each. What? It says each. I'm assuming that you get one eye.
Yes.
You get a pair,
right? I think they do both.
Yeah.
I'd be pushed to afford one.
30
to be
grand for the pair. I mean, the thing is about cosmetic surgery now, if you look, I remember sort of watching all those old disaster films from the 1970s. And of course, procedures back then were really invasive. And you could tell, I mean, some of those, you know, men from Hollywood of old, I mean, it's like looking at Mount Rushmore, isn't it? You know, I mean, talk about craggy, talk about, you know, the fillers, you know, it was much more brutal then. Yeah. These days, you can have a collagen wave or a cheeky little tickle and, you know, you can look fresh, but it can take a while for someone to go, oh, have you had...
Yeah.
They just think you've had a good night's sleep.
And do you know, that's the beauty of it. Like, that's what's wonderful about it now. And like, people always say to me, oh, Lauren, have you had anything done? And I go, yeah. And they go, have you? And I go, yeah. Like, why the bloody hell wouldn't you? If you get a little bit of Botox in the old forehead, why wouldn't you go for a little bit of Botox?
It's 2024.
Is it? What am I doing here?
Don't tell anyone.
I'm
it's
late.
A secret. We're still getting over April Fools.
This was...
But I think things like... Because there's always this debate, is like fillers and Botox a surgery? To me, it's not. Surgery is like when you're on a bed and you're having a general put in your arm. And a little tweak, man, I think is a bit of Botox and a bit of filler. Now, I ain't judging because I had a truckload of filler in my face. I was getting child and called Kris Jenner. Yeah. But I didn't mind that. I was more upset when they called me a Ken doll, which I then questioned. I thought, I'd rather be Kris Jenner than a Ken doll. Anyway, that's another rabbit hole we won't go down.
I'm happy to go down that. We've got time for that.
I kind of woke up one day and I was like, I'm going to take my fillers out and go a little bit more natural. But in terms of surgery, they say now, it depends on what you're trying to, what your look is and what you're trying to achieve. But good surgery, you should never know is surgery. So like you say, you should almost just look rested. I think when you're 80, trying to look 20, it's a giveaway. But if you're having a little thing, I don't judge anyone. Do you think people should be honest about it, though?
I think it's up to you how far you open the book, whether or not you reveal whether, you know, if you've had work done. I mean, I've had Botox. I mean, not which is why I look like a raisin with a wig on at the moment. It's been a while, and it just wasn't for me. It was like a little actor's dusting, if you like, a little sprinkle here and there, and then the real worry was when I had two shots in the neck like that, and I thought, okay, where's the defrib? Where's the defrib? But just to sort of tie up their jawline, but it's not a frank confessional. I've talked about it before, but it's, and I sort of felt fresher. And then I thought, you know, I started going to the gym a lot more, and actually the byproduct of going to the gym a lot more was that everything sort of became tighter anyway. Would I have a tickle moving forward? Yeah, I think I wouldn't mind a little freshener. I mean, you know, popping out, if not to Greg's, then certainly to my local builder. Don't try it at home, kids, to get my eyes done. I mean,
get a sausage roll in the forehead.
What part of your eyes do you want?
You know, the bags and stuff. You've done as many early mornings as I am over the years. You think, sometimes you wake up feeling, you know, like you're not so much looking fresh, more like you flatlined. It's like waking the dead. That's what we call the makeup girls.
I don't
Do you know
think
what I mean?
There should be shame in it, though. I think so many people, and I think it's got a lot better now just because it's so much more spoke back. As you say, back in the day, people knew Hollywood stars was having things, but people wasn't open about it. And different horses for different courses. Mm. If you want to be honest, be honest. I've personally always been honest.
I think
when it's cosmetic things, obviously, when it's like your health and it's not a cosmetic or a choice, obviously keep it private. But again, I don't judge anyone that hasn't, but I think there's kind of the fine line where...
I think you're right, and I think the optics have shifted completely. But when you said, did it achieve what you thought it wanted to achieve? Because, Bobby, you've said you had the fillers taken out, you've had your fair share of trolls over the past, haven't you? We've talked about it a lot as mates. So when you first had it done, did you think, right, yes, this has achieved what I wanted it to look? Did you feel better about yourself?
I got so caught up in it. Like, my body just drinks Botox. And like, whoever was doing my Botox at the time, they were just like, oh, come back. Your body's meant to... Filler is meant to be, like, metabolised quicker than Botox. But for me, it was the other way around. So filler, I'd go back and have a top-up, and then I'd go back. Like, my lips especially, I'd go, put a little bit more. I'll have another bit of Juvederm. Few more mils. And that lasted so long. Like, my cheeks was out here, my lips was out here. But Botox, my body was like a sponge. I was just drinking that. And I kind of think when you're having something so often, you don't see yourself anymore. Like in the mirror, because we'll get up, brush our teeth, get out of the shower. That becomes your new normal every day. And actually, it weren't until we went into lockdown that I was seeing repeats and I'd seen myself age like 10 years worth of Towie episodes where no one was making TV. It was just good old repeats. And I saw myself go from 24 to 34 and I thought, God, different nose, different teeth. Like my lips are now in Kent. Do you know what? I just wasn't me. So now, not that I should have been trolled.
Though, isn't so it? Addictive. And you don't realise how full those lips are getting because you're doing it gradually. That's
and they were big.
Yeah, I know. I remember seeing you once when you came into Good Morning Britain. I thought, I could stick you to the window and like you'd still be there a week later. Yeah. I know where you are. I could always find you, Bobby.
Yeah. You come around a corner before but you see the old rest of them.
That's meant with love because I'm all for people doing exactly what it is they want to do. Yeah. I mean, it's a whole other debate entirely, isn't it? If it's all about how you perceive yourself and where your self-worth comes from. I mean, that's a subject I think possibly for another time. But back to the celebrities in case, not just Sandra, obviously, and Jen, who's admitted to having a little bit of Botox, but then she sort of switched off by it. It wasn't particularly her thing. I did read in the Mail last week because it was a subject of conversation in one of the ad breaks at Good Morning Britain. So, Lauren, I don't know whether you try this, mate. Salmon sperm facial. So this is purified salmon DNA injected into the face. A leap of faith too far when it comes to the old boat or not? I don't know.
My first question is...
Go on.
How are you getting that sperm?
Right.
Like, whose job is that? Somebody's job is to extract that. Also, have these salmons consented to that? Or, like, what's the situation? Where's the ethics around this salmon? Why are you putting that on a face?
I'd be game. sperm facial. I'll take that on the chin. Honestly,
the forehead and the cheeks.
I'll take it all over.
Maybe we should do that and see what you look like next week. I mean, completely lost because it's
salmon
a podcast.
Sperm.
But yeah.
Let's do it.
Apparently, it is really good. It's very like tightening, apparently.
Maybe that's how I'll get my omega 3 because I don't eat nothing out the sea. Meat I eat, fish I don't.
Right.
So this
there
is
you
where
go.
You're going to get so your omega oils.
I wonder if I get me omega 3. I mean, I do take the capsules because we've learned as time's gone on with medicines, don't we? I go Holland and Barrett and shops like
cod
that.
Cod liver oil.
I can't be drinking oil. Oh, no.
Disgusting, isn't it?
No, I take a little capsule.
The thing is, you know, a fish stinks. But what does that smell like?
Would you have it on your face?
Well, it depends what the benefit is. I need to know the ratios of sort of the shame of having that versus the payoff.
Yeah. I had an ex-boyfriend.
I think. Well, go on, talk us about it. Yeah, take us down that rabbit hole.
Well, I was going to say, I had an ex-boyfriend once that told me something similar. He said it was good. It was a good treatment to have, shall we say. What do you think, Rich? Have you ever been told that?
I don't think I'd swim upstream to get a salmon facial, no. But possibly if I had the time and I had the money, the moolah in the cooler, so to speak, then possibly I would. I don't know. Sometimes these procedures, I think, do smack of the fact that, you've got quite a lot of dosh, haven't you? And really, you've had lunch,
you've got
what do you do? You might as well. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Bird poo facials was the other one. And Lauren, I don't know whether... I'm assuming if purified salmon DNA injected into your face is not your bag. I don't think you'd have nightingale poo put on your face either, Lauren. But we're going down there. Victoria Beckham and Tom Cruise, apparently fans of this. So the birds are fed on special seeds. Ooh. So when they do their business, it's harvested in some way, shape or form. There's a job. I feel like I missed a trick.
Do you have to catch that then? You'd have to be waiting with like a little bedpan, wouldn't you?
I think for the price, dear, you've probably got people who catch the poo for you. But obviously it's listen, widely mooted as a procedure for having a good exfoliant.
With AI taking over all of our jobs in the near future, that is a niche job that AI can't do. So let's not rule it out. That could be future
very
income.
True. And I think there's probably something in that. I can't think of what the animal is. I don't know if it was a leopard or an elephant, alligator, something that's like an abroad animal that we don't have in like whips and
aids. An abroad animal.
That's the word, an exotic animal.
Like a grass snake from Dorset.
Oh, don't talk to me about snakes. I can't do anacondas. But
she speaks so fondly of you.
there's an animal that when they go to a toilet, it's made into a very expensive coffee. Has anyone heard?
Yes, I have heard of that.
What animal is that?
So there is a cat. The civet cat, or a civet as part of the cat family, I'm reliably informed, they eat berries and then their excrement becomes coffee that we drink. I'm not sure what the effects beauty-wise are from this, but the civet cat, so civet member of the cat family, just so we're absolutely clear, just in case it comes up in a pub quiz near you anytime soon, apparently eats these berries and then they work their way through the civet cat's body, come out of the anal glands, and it adds a rather musky flavour, depth if you like, aroma certainly, I imagine, to one's coffee.
My gag
talk about rabbit holes that we've gone down over the years, yeah.
And then you add like your soy milk, your almond milk, your cow milk, whatever.
I think you probably would need to, wouldn't you, just to switch it up a bit, make it a bit more palatable.
But going back to, because where that little rabbit hole went to on that kind of the poo journey.
How did we get to that?
On the poo journey, but from the bird poo facial that Vicky B has. So I think if there's something in the coffee, there must be something in that whole process. I mean, I'm not saying that anything that Vicky B does, I'm game for. So let's...
Again, my question is, it always goes back to origins with this. How did someone first discover that this pellet from that cat would make a lovely, delicious cup of chai?
Oh, I wouldn't ask.
Who's given that a go? Who's given that a little swig?
Maybe something from the olden days.
From the olden days.
From yesteryear.
Can we get some mead in for my good friend Bobby Norris, please? Just to wash down that particular subject. We're not going to move on quite yet, because since you've mentioned you don't like snakes, Bobby, Whoopi Goldberg, apparently a fan of this as well, snake massages. A boa constrictor crawls all over you. Now, I've had this done.
Shut up.
I've had this done, yeah, but it was in the jungle. You know, I'm a celebrity and I was going down there to cover it for ITV, and I was in a glass case, suspended over the jungle canopy, and you lie there and then snakes are just sort of poured into the tank. And snakes for some people, like you, Bobby, horrendous. For me, I'm not really that bothered. I've had them all over. I've had them around me for years in this business. Try swimming with the sharks among the bubbles at a party, my friend. Then you've got to watch your back. But I the snakes I found really, really relaxing. But then, of course, I don't get up to high dough, as we say, you know, worried about that sort of thing. They don't bother me. So I was lying there and they were crawling all over me. And obviously some of them are heavier than others, and they're not all the same in the dark, Bobby, are they? So I just remember feeling really, really relaxed, like went very, very zen.
I can imagine the sort of the scaliness might be quite exfoliating.
It's the pressure, like it's the various
like
pressure points
blanket
that they put over you.
I've got anxiety going through my body. I can, like, literally my chest is tight even thinking about
it. Just even
that.
Thinking about it. Like, it's not everyone's
it's
cup of tea.
One of my biggest phobias, and I've got a few. But for me, snakes, I can't bet. I don't, animals without fur in general, really. But I couldn't be in coffins. Even Britney's music video where she had that anaconda around her neck, that big yellow snake, it's just not for
Fern
me.
Fern McCann. When she had that snake go around her neck that time.
You would have thought she just had a feather bow around her.
Oh my
Whereas
God.
For me, I'd be literally pulling my eyelashes out and screaming blue murder and clawing the skin off my face.
But a bit like doing this show then.
Yeah. And none of this is an April Fool's, guys. This is all legit.
This is all legit. Well, however you tickle yourself at home, do it safely, kids. One final thing. Gwyneth Paltrow, who's never knowingly undersold when it comes to, you know, sort of stepping out of the box, shall we say, when it comes to various therapies. Bee sting treatment is also a thing, and it stimulates blood flow and collagen. I think I'd probably draw the line there.
If you've ever been stung by a bee, I got done once by a wasp years ago. I had this dog slush, and there was a wasp on my straw. I didn't realise, and this was before I had my lips done, although you wouldn't have thought so after, put my lips around the straw, done me the most horrendous pain I've ever had. Weren't enough antihistamine in Essex to take
that
down.
Yeah, they can be dangerous. All of these treatments, I would imagine, are normally are under quality control and in a controlled environment. I think it's time we took a cheeky little break on that note.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, the show that takes you inside the lives of our biggest celebrities.
And in this season, we're talking about a fashion icon.
Oh, I just threw this on.
A muse, a mother, a supermodel who defined the 90s.
It's not me, is it?
It is, of course, Kate Moss. Think parties, rockstar bad boys, more parties.
It's a wild ride.
Follow Terribly Famous wherever you listen to podcasts, or listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus on Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back to the Sidebar. Speaking of stings in the tail, Beyonce, who'd have thought it? Covering Jolene.
Oh, it's good. It's like Beyonce's done like the revenge song for it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like it's pure like what get your hands off of my man.
Yeah.
Shall we have a listen to Queen Bey take on Dolly with her version of Jolene?
More than beauty and seductive stares to come between a family and a happy man. Jolene, I'm a woman too. The games you play are nothing new, so you don't want no heat with me, Jolene.
Absolute gold. I do love it. Now, when it comes to Dolly, yeah, right, I call her the Dolly Lama. So she can do no wrong, whether it's her pearls of wisdom or every note that she hits. I've loved Dolly for years, absolutely loved Dolly for years. And I was lucky enough to meet her once in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, which is the home in Tennessee, which is unfortunately a dry county, story for another time. We had to break for the border to get some liquor, Bobby and Lauren. But anyway, it was a press trip. We needed a little something. And we went to Pigeon Forge. That's the home of Dollywood. That's her theme park. And we were going there to interview Dolly because she was opening a water ride. I mean, this woman is hands-on. She said to me, I'm always plugging something. At the end of the interview, I said, oh, do you mind if I come forward and have a photo taken with her? This was like about 14, 15 years ago, I think, first time I met her. And I said, oh, I'll put my hands on you. She said, honey, you can put your hands anywhere you like.
Oh, I love her so much.
There they were.
She's a girl.
She's a queen.
She is a queen.
Beyonce's a queen, but Dolly is a bigger queen.
My hands were straight on those shoulder pads. But being the Dolly Lama, of course, we feel like a couple of years ago, Dolly actually manifested this because she put it out there in the universe that she wanted Beyonce to cover Jolene.
You've said that you wish that Beyonce would cover Jolene. There are over 400 renditions of Jolene, multiple different languages. People have done it. And you said you specifically want Beyonce to do that. Are there any updates?
I don't know if she's even got the message, but wouldn't that be killer? I think she's fantastic and beautiful, and I love her music. I would just love to hear Jolene done in just a big way, kind of like how Whitney did my I Will Always Love You, just someone take my little songs and make them like powerhouses. So that would be a marvelous day in my life if she ever does do Jolene.
And she has, and Dolly's happy with it as well. Aww. She's come out and said
and
she absolutely
loves
it. And
she's on the album as well. Like, she's there on the album, like, as, like, a named artist.
Iconic.
And
that woman is rich. Don't just say, Whitney's done her tunes. Yeah. Jolene in 400 languages. How much money has this woman got? Come on, she's got a theme park. Oldham Towers, oh. Like, this woman, it's next level. It's crazy.
You always get more bang for your buck with Dolly.
Pin me some over, girl. That's what I'm saying.
She loved it. I love the fact as well that the lyrics, I mean, again, if you're a big fan of the original and stuff, she warns Jolene not to take her man.
I love
you know,
it.
Dolly was begging back in the day, back in the 70s, wasn't she? Begging her not to take her man, but no.
That is the Beyonce spin, though, isn't it? Like, that's exactly what we would have expected. If Beyonce was begging, we'd be like, girl, do you know?
She ain't here to play. Who do we think she's singing to, though? Is this Becky with the Good Air again? Do you remember Becky with the Good Air?
And Dolly references it on the album. Mm-hmm. She says, like, Beyonce, I know it was all about Becky with the good hair, but for me, it was... And you're just like, oh, it's just a beautiful coming together of two artists. Yeah.
Beyonce's new album, Cowboy Carter, became Spotify's most streamed album in a single day so far, just one day after its March 29th release. 76.13 million streams. And I'm sure that figure's been updated as before I've even finished this sentence. It's extraordinary. For me, if I go down a Beyonce route, and I do love her, I was very fortunate to see her in Dubai. It was a fantastic performance. She came up on that fountain, Lauren, you remember, right? At this hotel, which was just spectacular. Very, very lucky to be there. And so I can appreciate her broadly.
Oh, yeah.
Right, broadly. But if we go down a road where we start flipping this and every track on its head, I think we're going to make a rod for our own back.
It's like going 24 into... 24 like, songs is a lot, isn't
is it? 24?
I think it's 24 separate tracks. That's a lot.
We'll get cancelled from gay culture.
Yeah. They'll take the flag back,
they're
Bobby.
They're taking the flags. So
you don't want to put a foot wrong, boys.
No, honestly, it's a hive that's not to be messed with.
It really isn't, is it?
Give us the bee sting facial any day.
It's fun. Well, it's gone down well. Certainly a treat. Let's talk Eurovision.
Oh,
it's coming. It's coming back.
Obviously, on home turf last year, because it couldn't be held in Ukraine. Liverpool, great city, did a cracking job with it. Lauren, you were covering it as well, weren't you?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to be the digital host for the Eurovision content, which was all of my dreams come true. It's to be involved with something that camp is just the best fun, mainly because you get to dress up in sequins in May.
I mean, and you can get away with it. No justifying just, anything. No, yeah.
Christmas,
what did you wear?
I went for thigh-high boots.
Love it.
And blue sequins, bright, bright blue. It was so much fun. And it
thigh highs, giving me Julia Roberts Pretty Woman vibes.
I just wanted to
without the
people.
Prostitution reference,
absolutely,
obviously.
Yeah.
But
I
put
that to the side for the night.
Yeah.
I don't want you two falling out on the old sidebar. The reason we're talking Eurovision, obviously, it's not quite in the long grass. It's in May and it will soon be upon us since the clocks have now changed, as we may have mentioned once or twice, and we are in the full thrust of those spring buds blossoming.
Beautiful.
Both of them, Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be a little cold in here. We're talking Eurovision prematurely because this Saturday in history in 1974, so just when you thought that, you know, Cowboy Carter, you know, Act Two of Renaissance was the most eagerly anticipated musical event of the weekend, this Saturday marks the 50th anniversary of ABBA, the Super Swedes, winning Eurovision. We gave them no points, okay?
Did we
gave
actually?
Them no points, nil point from Blighty. And of course, we ended up being slightly embarrassing. So we'll park it half a century ago. And yeah, so can you believe that? 50 years
50
ago.
Years.
5 years old I was, Bobby.
Do you remember it?
No! But I feel like I do because we've bombarded with those seminal images.
I weren't gracing the planet at that time. I was only a mere speckle in my mum's eye. But I think obviously they've gone on to be the most successful people ever to show Eurovision and the most iconic. Who doesn't love any of their tracks?
Oh my God.
It's on him every Christmas party, every wedding. Do you know what I mean?
If I'm DJing an event,
you've got
the dance floor dries.
ABBA.
Yeah. Get Gimme 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 on, a little remix
of Gimme
that.
Gimme, Dancing Queen.
Doesn't matter what age you are.
Nah.
Like, you can go off. I DJed my mum-in-law's 70th recently. And
I need to hear about.
honestly, it was brilliant. Because obviously they were just like, oh my God, a real DJ at our 70th. I was like, yeah, I'm going to wang the tunes out, right? I put Dancing Queen on and these 70-year-old women, I mean, I've never seen anything like it. They went feral. One of them hit the deck, broke her arm in the first 10 minutes of the party because she went so hard to Dancing Queen by ABBA. It was easy done. She didn't stop her all night long. She carried on dancing the whole night through.
Did she have a couple of savvies?
That always takes the edge
always
off, doesn't it?
If in doubt, a Sauvignon or a nice Vera Lynn with a slimline tonic.
Drink yourself through the pain.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Responsibly, obviously.
Responsibly, but the NHS is stretched at the minute.
On a Saturday night, you know, save it till Sunday morning, pop yourself
exactly.
in there.
You don't want to go A&E on a Saturday night, blimey.
Well, there's a lot of chatter, obviously, given it the fact it's the 50th anniversary of ABBA winning the Eurovision Song Contest back in 1974 with the aforementioned Waterloo, that they might, the Super Swedes, make an appearance in Malmo for the big event this year. It's a no.
Yeah, I was going to say, will they?
It's a no. It's definitely a no. It's definitely a no. And then, of course, there were all the rumours that the avatars, thus named from the ABBA Voyage show, which is I have seen five times. Well, I remember going to see it the very first time a couple of years back, and I sobbed. Anyone who's seen the ABBA Voyage experience, you know, it's a totally immersive experience. It's not just a concert. And they do encourage it feels like to have a couple before you go in.
Because you can't take your phone or anything, can you?
No.
You're not allowed to film any of
and
it, are you?
You wouldn't want to spoil it for anyone. And it's extraordinary. I was sat next to my producer and the poor lass, Ellie, she was covered in bruises by the end of it. I kept going, squeezing her. And she went, I know. And I said, but look, and Agnetha, you know, was in our row.
No.
And
I'm
sobbing like my 12-year-old self, right?
Is that the redhead one?
No, that's the blonde one.
That's the blonde one.
This reminds me of that time, Lauren, that we had to tell Mother Pucker that Daniel Craig was no longer Bond.
Daniel Craig is the blonde and the blonde one.
No, but more quality punditry here on the side.
Because obviously it's all holograms, isn't it? Is it done from yesteryear?
Holograms. They are just, the technology involved is enormous. So, which brings me to my point that they couldn't suddenly just pop up.
Oh, I see.
At Eurovision. Oh. So there are rumours that other Eurovision stars will do a little bit of an ABBA medley. I mean, who
knows?
But we
don't want that. We want actual ABBA. This is the thing. And I know that they've got the certain, you know, decisions have been made about not appearing, and I get it, and there's all sorts going on there. But oh my God, 50 years since Waterloo, we're back. For Sweden, yeah. Loreen won it for the second time. It's so poetic.
Even if she just comes, I don't care if it's an old school cassette player, let her just come on and press play on a cassette and hold a microphone. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't. ABBA's ABBA. If you hear the song, you're going to feel nostalgic. 50 years, that's a long time. That's half a century.
I'm probably one of the biggest ABBA fans in the country, even if I say so myself, the fact that people think, well, they can just pack up those avatars and take them to Malmo and they can perform on stage. They're not the Muppets.
You can't be put
them in a trunk.
Orville or Emu or like one of the original Muppets, Kermit and Miss Piggy. I was at their wedding, by the way. That's a story for another time.
Did they get married in the end?
Yeah. It was in the Tower of London. That was an amazing gig. I'm surprised you didn't make the cut for that.
I know.
It was me, Ricky Gervais, Miss Piggy and Kermit, and they got spliced at the Tower of London. It was a beautiful, there was not a dry goggly-eyed eye in the house.
Sounds like Mr. Lovely Bash.
It does rather sort of undersell the technology that's been put together over years and years and years to bring ABBA alive, for want of a better expression, you know, and on the stage today. I can't imagine you'll be seeing them there. But I mean, I have it on good authority there's going to be some treats. Let's put it that way. Which leaves us to the question, what are we packing for Malmo? Oh, Bobby, come out with me, mate.
I'll go.
Will you?
Honestly, if you got the invite, get on out there.
It's that sort of enthusiasm. Where is
Malmo?
Where is Malmo? It's where your old lips were.
Far away.
Yeah, it's far away. Okay. Yeah, it's far away. Malmo in Sweden. I've been there once.
So that worked out really well that the 50th anniversary fell in Sweden.
Yes.
Isn't that lucky?
You're listening to The Sidebar with television's Bobby Norris. He's currently playing catch up.
Welcome to the conversation,
Bobby. What's the chances, though? That is a weird coincidence, isn't it?
A lot of people were saying that, you know, was there a bit of voting involved last year?
Well, Loreen was great, though. Come on, I mean that was a cracking
brilliant
track.
People were saying, you know, was it sort of voted so that it would end up in Sweden for 50 years of ABBA? But I mean, Loreen's song last year was...
let her have it.
I'm happy to let her have it.
Yeah.
And they do put on a good show. Yeah. I mean, it's in their DNA. I'm excited for Ollie this year, our entry as well. I'm sure we'll be talking more about this nearer the time. Very, very excited about that.
Very good.
He's known on the continent, so to speak. Listen to me of old.
He's got old posh.
We leave for the continent tonight. but, you know, he's a known quantity, you know, known entity. I think that's important. You've got to have a follower. You're nervous.
I'm nervous for him because he's had such a successful career, Ollie Alexander, with years and years, but also his acting career and everything.
Yeah.
And he's just one of those greatly talented young people that's come through in the last sort of 10 years or whatever. But Eurovision, you just never know the way it's gonna go. I was on the jury this year for the Finnish entries.
One second. Can we get a record scratch? That's brilliant. All the years I've been covering Eurovision, I have never met anyone who's actually been on the jury. So first
niche.
Of all, yeah. Why were you on the?
I have no idea.
Involved in the selection process for the Finnish entry.
I obviously worked with Eurovision, and I got an email saying, "Would you like to judge who's gonna represent Finland this year?" I thought, well, why not? And there's some mad entries. At that sort of local level, there are some really mad entries that come through. If you imagine the entries that make it onto Eurovision, some of them are absolutely insane.
It's like that fantastic Eurovision film, Will Ferrell.
Exactly. Yeah. What's that called?
Firestarter.
Yes. And it's, you know, looking at it on a local level, it's like, what on earth? Where have these people come from? Anyway, I got asked to judge that. And you see these. And anyway, the Finnish entry... Batty. It's completely nutty this year.
A good nutty?
Yeah. Like, absolutely bonkers. You can watch the videos now because you can see them ahead of time if you like. And
it's Fire Saga, not Firestarter. I had to have a quick Google, and there's me throwing you two under the bus for not being up to speed about these things. But the reason I call it Firestarter is I remember during the pandemic, that's when the film came out, the Will Ferrell Eurovision film, and it's just utter gold. If you haven't seen that already, I mean, it's talk about ABBA being floor fillers. You put that on, they do that Eurovision song along, don't they? A medley with all the old Eurovision stars, and it's just utterly brilliant. It's just phenomenal. It will lift your spirits even on the darkest, darkest of days.
But that's what Eurovision's about.
My other half and I would lit a candle, not in honour of Will Ferrell or the movie or anything like that, but just to make it a little bit more atmospheric. We're in the middle of a
romantic.
Global pandemic. Yes, romantic, isn't it?
Cost of living.
Yeah, cost of living.
Can't put the lecky on.
Back in the day, you could afford to fill your roll-top bath. Not anymore, Bobby. And it was one of those big candles, and it was a gift from a mate. It also gave us a candle-making kit. Thank goodness he didn't, because we would have torched the entire neighbourhood. So Eurovision is on. Get to the song-along bit in it, and it's one of those bits where you just want to rewind and rewind when you've seen it for the first time, right?
Yeah.
Well, I certainly did anyway, and I hope that I'm not alone. So I'm up singing it and all that sort of thing, and my other half is there as well. And suddenly an alarm goes off in the house that we've not heard before, right? So when you get a big candle, you get a little bit disappointed. You think, no, it's never going to work. You never get down to the bottom of a big candle. Well, this particular brand, fortunately we did. Well, and unfortunately for the local fire brigade, because the house is tapped into the fire station.
Oh, no.
It sounds like Buckhouse, doesn't it? I can assure you it isn't. It's tapped into the fire station. So I go out to the garden and stuff with the candle, you know, dragging the candle through the rest
Nightingale.
Of the house.
Walking yeah. around the garden with a
lantern.
No, it is white night.
Take the candle out and I go upstairs. The firemen have to come in and check it out. So you've got me and the other half watching Eurovision, smoke everywhere like it's dry ice. And he just went...
And an house full of firemen.
He went, an house full of firemen.
Happy
afternoon,
days.
Richard. Afternoon, Richard. I said, this will be in the Mail Online, won't it? If it's a slow news day, I will have made the sidebar.
Bet you've had worse Saturday evenings, Rich, haven't you?
Well, what a tangent we've gone on.
What a tangent.
But Eurovision, Malmo... I'd love to take you as my mascot this year, Bobby.
Talking about being cancelled from gay culture, I'm going to stick my toe in that pond here and please don't evict me. I've never seen a full episode of Eurovision.
You've never sat in on the night?
Aim.
You've never sat in on the night?
Nah.
What?
Because it's always like 14 hours long. I had an ex-boyfriend once that used to go, him and his mates used to do like a proper party. They'd have like a bowl of skips.
Yeah, and you dress up
skips,
like
always skips.
Skips, bit of hummus like and a carrot baton. And he was there for like a day and a half watching. And I mean, I've seen bits on like YouTube. I'm civilised.
The point
do
is,
know
you,
what
get,
I mean?
You get a bit drunk on the way. Do you know what I mean? You make it into a party.
Nice.
So it's long, but obviously 5 hours in, well, you're five soft blancs in by that point.
This is the, I think, in honour of ABBA, to show my respect, I'm going to watch it from start to finish. How long? It is a long, it's a slog, isn't it?
You've saved yourself from being cut from the entire edit.
Yeah.
I was about to ask, how many minutes have we got if we lose Bobby from this episode? Because DeLauren and I need to fill another 40 minutes.
But is it like X Factor rounds?
You've got your two big semi-finals, once obviously all the countries' songs have been selected and stuff, and then the final bunch of songs go through... to the end, the big five get through automatically. And the do's always on the Saturday night, the main event. And case in point, this is why I always end up watching it at home, is I've got to fly back because it's normally the television BAFTA. Sounds so showbiz, doesn't it? So the television BAFTA's on the Sunday.
Yes.
So, you know, it's a busy, busy old time. And I was gutted because last year I wanted to stay in Liverpool for it because, as I say, everyone in Liverpool have just put on the most incredible show. That city is just phenomenal. It had been like a week-long fête, which is... French for festival, Bobby. And so I was so swept up by it, I did not want to leave. But there was a train strike on, as many Eurovision fans will know,
right?
So they were struggling to get there. We had to get a car. Me and Ellie. Ellie, the same producer, funny enough,
with
the bruised
arms.
Still covered in bruises, yes. We had to share a car.
Poor, long-suffering Ellie.
Yeah, by this point, she's very heavily pregnant. So we're stuck in this cab for 6 hours because we have to get back to watch Melissa McCarthy in The Mermaid because we're interviewing Melissa on the Monday. I mean, talk about a weekend lost in showbiz. But what I really wanted to do was finally go to the Eurovision in the UK. But however you eat yours, so to speak, and I'm talking about your skips, Bobby and Lauren, you know, you've got to put on a lovely smorgasbord, a lovely spread, and just celebrate it, regardless of where we come. But I've got high hopes for Ollie. I love the tune.
I really hope he does well. I really hope. I'm worried that we love the silliness so much that the silliness might start prevailing over stuff. But then, do you know what? It's a great song.
Is it just me? Because obviously you guys are a little bit more expert at this topic than me, and I'm kind of like losing my L plate, so to speak. I'm getting an education on Eurovision now.
Good.
But I feel like the last few years, it seems to have become a little... Because it was a bit of a joke back in the day. No disrespect. Like, don't cancel me, people, or hate on me. Don't troll me. But if I feel like it's got a little bit more serious
I
now.
Think
like
it has.
That guy we had was amazing. What was he called?
Sam Ryder.
Yes. Incredible.
Of course.
The date for your diary is May 11th.
It's all
back to Bobby's. He's holding his diary open with a firm pencil. Well done, Bobby.
And that's a Saturday.
Yes, just to be clear, Eurovision is a Saturday, Bobby. The question is, will you be washing for it? And so we come full circle. Jonathan Ross has, and we do love a frank confessional on this show, normally from our good selves, but this one comes from the man himself. Wassey has admitted, along with his lovely wife, his beautiful wife Jane, that they can go for a week or so without having a shower.
Do you think I give enough of a shit about anything to bother spending any extra time on grooming whatsoever? I resent the fact I have to shower.
It's true, it's what he really does.
You know, I sometimes go at least a week without showering.
That's your favourite luxury.
Really?
Yeah. He hates to be clean.
At least, so does Jane sometimes. We're like a couple of hamsters in their own straw in that bed.
You're filthy.
So there you have it. We've come full circle, dear listener of the sidebar, from Nightingale poo exfoliation to Jonathan and his beautiful wife not washing. And not the only celebrity in the past who's admitted to being a bit of a soap dodger. America Ferrera as well said her greatest luxury would be actually to go without, taking a daily shower. Brad Pitt, famously as well.
Thing is,
a soap dodger.
There's some people that I wouldn't mind being a soap dodger and giving them a sniff. Brad Pitt being one of them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to sniff Jonathan Ross if he'd not showered for a week.
I know what you mean. I wouldn't kick Brad out of bed.
I think he'd smell, you know, like stinky, but in like a nice way. You know,
but
like
in a night, yeah.
The sweat is like marinated and it
but
smells
still
quite nice.
Smells like a soap.
Musky like civet cat coffee.
Brad Pitt is musky like a civet cat.
It's not for me. I've got to get up in the morning. I've got to get under that shower head. And it's a quick reboot because of the hours I keep up at the crack of a sparrow's cough.
A coffee in a shower is like, it has to be done. I'm all about routine. I've got a few OCD tendencies. But I wouldn't be able to go out without having this. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if you're not getting dolled up to go anywhere, just put a baseball cap on and a tracksuit. Even to go to the gym, I'll have a shower. That's just my routine.
I do as well. Like, I can't get to the gym without a shower either. It's like, even though I know I'm going to go and fester in the gym anyway, I still need it.
It has to be done.
Yeah.
And of an evening, I do like to have a nice bath. Like you, the intention's always, I think, oh, I'm going to have a nice 45-minute soak. You don't. You do get bored after the 15, 20. But I've got one of them lovely bath bowls, so I put my little tablet in there and I watch a little something for about maybe 20 minutes and I'll have a bath bomb. You've got to stay in. I've committed £4.50 in this bath. I'm not getting it.
Just those bath bombs.
They're so dear now. So dear.
You could just probably make one of them at home, couldn't you?
I do
love them. 45 minutes into wallowing with my good self and my sidekicks today. That's it for the sidebar.
Oh.
I know.
Is that it?
And you were just getting started.
I was going to tell you more about my bath routine. Well, that's it there. Let's all go home.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Call it a day, shall we?
Exactly. That's a wrap.
That's it from me, Richard Arnold, who always takes two bottles into the shower and one of them's tonic, I can assure you, even at first thing in the morning, although of course I do it responsibly. Lauren, it's been an absolute pleasure. Bobby, thank you. And of course you for listening, joining us on the sidebar today. You can email us, thesidebar@mailonline.co.uk, comment on Spotify, send me a WhatsApp or voice note on 07796 657 512. That's 07796 657 512. Start your message with the word sidebar. Sidebar, give us a follow and a 5-star review. It makes all the difference. And don't forget, sidebar, or it didn't happen.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, the show that takes you inside the lives of our biggest celebrities.
And in this season, we're talking about a fashion icon.
Oh, I just threw this on.
A muse, a mother, a supermodel who defined the 90s.
It's not me, is it?
It is, of course, Kate Moss. Think parties, rock star bad boys, mall parties.
It's a wild ride.
Follow Terribly Famous wherever you listen to podcasts, or listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus on Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Our hit series, Everything I Know About Me, is back for a brand new season. And this time, our guest needs no introduction.
Of course you find me, Darren!
But here's one anyway.
Hi, I'm Gemma Collins, and this is Everything I Know About Me.
If you think you know all about Gemma Collins, think again, because this is the GC as you've never heard her before.
It's been exhausting.
Unashamed.
And I was really heartbroken because I was pregnant and he was having an affair.
Unfiltered.
I have had an operation as well years ago. I have a designer vagina. Yeah, baby. I don't have camel toe.
Unbelievable.
And then they advised me you need to have a termination. And, yeah, I remember that being really stressful.
Everything I Know About Me with Gemma Collins is out this Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.